a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you for the latest installment of our Chief Travel Leaders series. Thanks for being part of the fastest 2 hours in travel. And before we welcome back Robert Gallagher, COO of AIG Travel, a quick word about the world's leading cruise lines.
When you're planning a trip, there are three simple questions you need to answer. When, where, and what's your preferred style? There are many options for you to choose from when you ocean cruise around the globe, and we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Seabourn, Carnival, P&O, Aida, and Costa.
This is the world's largest travel leisure company, and whether you're an ocean cruise newbie, maybe a cruise veteran, go experience unforgettable travel adventures that will connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional, or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
All right, we have a lot we want to get to, so I'm going to save the introduction so we can get right to that show hotline and reconnect with Robert Gallagher for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Robert, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. Nice to reconnect with you. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today for our Chief Travel Leader episode.
Certainly, Robert. It's great to be back with you. Good morning.
Great to have you here for sure. All right, so listen, next hour we're going to be speaking with Dr. William Spangler, the Global Medical Director with AIG Travel. So we're not going to go too deep here, but we've been asked pretty frequently over the last week or so now by our listeners across the country if it's possible to claim for a trip that's been canceled in fear of the coronavirus. Our position, frankly, is we don't think that it is unless someone has bought cancel for any reason coverage. But since this is your business, what can you share with us?
Sure. And of course, I'm going to give you the insurance executive's typical answer where it all depends on the policy. But I can comment, though, because we've, our distribution partners had contacted us with similar questions because they were getting a lot of queries from their customers. Generally speaking, the trip cancellation benefit does not provide for fear of travel. And that fear of travel could be rooted in coronavirus. It could be rooted in, a number of other things. So generally speaking, fear of travel, for whatever reason, is not covered, which then, as you mentioned, Robert, brings you then to cancel for any reason, which is just what it is. You're able to cancel for any reason, and the trip cancellation benefit certainly triggers at that point.
And I think that's important for people to know if they're buying a policy and they're concerned about it, make sure they have canceled for any reason coverage.
Absolutely. And I think I've said before, too, that, as a traveler purchasing travel insurance, you want to make sure that the policy that you're buying meets the needs and the characteristics of your trip. Right. And so some policies do vary, certainly, based on the type of coverage that you as a traveler would be interested in.
Right.
And then there are those that are really more pervasive in terms of having the same benefits and the same limits and so on. But
okay.
So I go back to the response, my early response in terms of it all depends on the policy. But generally speaking, we don't. Trip cancellation does not cover fear of flying. And if you really want to, cover any issue which may arise that may not necessarily be a named reason in the policy, then cancel for any reason is the way to go.
Okay, let's talk about some of the new plans. Listeners of our show know that Travel Guard is our exclusive travel insurance partner. It's been the company we've used for many, many years. I know last time you were on the show with us, we discussed the three comprehensive plans that you offer, Platinum, Gold, and Silver. And if anyone listening wants to go back and hear that, they can find that interview on our website to get some specifics. But you also have some new online travel insurance packages being offered to residents of most states now, I believe. That's the Deluxe, the Preferred, and the Essential. Can you briefly just give us a highlight of each of those?
Sure. Well, essentially, without getting into too much of the regulatory detail, we went ahead and filed all new products in most, if not all, states. And there was, good reason for that in terms of, if not for anything else, just bringing those products current. And there were some rate changes and the like. And so in making that transition from one set of products to another, we changed the nomenclature, and so we went from Platinum, Gold, Silver to Deluxe, Preferred, Essential. But the principle remains the same, whereby you are getting a higher level of benefit either through higher limits or increased coverage as you move up from Essential to Preferred to Deluxe, which then you know, without getting into the particulars of each of those plans,
sure.
You know, it's one of those, you know, it's again, it's back to, if you know, look at what plans are available to you, you know, understanding the characteristics and the nature of your trip, and then pick the plan then that, you know, that best meets your needs.
But you do have some additional coverages that I want to get into that I thought, at least I find them interesting. You're offering something right now, rental vehicle damage coverage, which, frankly, instead of paying through the roof, you know, for what the rental car companies want to charge you at the counter, why don't you talk a little bit about that? And then also Flight Guard, that really provides accident insurance when flying on commercial airlines on many different categories. You could trip going down the jetway, or obviously it could be something a little more catastrophic. But talk about Flight Guard and also rental vehicle damage coverage you're offering.
Sure. So the rental vehicle damage cover is I mean, it is just what it is, really, for the most part, and many policies simply cover the deductible as opposed to, you know, covering the full risk. But by the same token, there is the opportunity to, you know, to buy a plan that that covers your liability whenever you are renting a car, you know, on your trip. It's not available necessarily in all channels through all, you know, through all distribution partnerships, but certainly it is available through us. Flight Guard, you know, Flight Guard always brings me back to the kiosks of old. When I say the kiosks of old, I'm talking about the Mutual of Omaha kiosks that were,
sure,
you know, standing,
yeah,
in most of the major airports, where you filled out the little blue envelope and put the blue envelope in the slot, and before you got on your flight, you were then covered if in the event there was a common carrier accident. And that's essentially what Flight Guard is. Flight Guard is the you know, is that flight accident coverage of old.
Okay, Robert, many of our listeners are frequent travelers taking multiple trips throughout the year, whether it's leisure, business, or our favorite word, bleisure. So rather than buying individual trip coverage for specific trips, what are your thoughts on this type of traveler, and Robert and I certainly fall into that, having Travel Guard's annual travel insurance coverage?
So typically, again, it depends on the nature of your frequent travel, right? Typically, annual travel protection is medically based, and so if you want to have medical coverage, you know, over a series of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 trips, you know, this year, then by all means take a good look at the you know, at the annual trip protection.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The single trip protection does offer you know, a greater set of benefits, particularly as it relates to you know, trip cancellation, trip interruption, you know, the other travel inconveniences. So the plans are different in that annual travel protection is really more medically based, and single trip protection is financially and travel inconvenience based.
Well, I think that's well put. So if somebody's listening, perhaps maybe they're diabetic or something like that, where they clearly have a medical issue that they're thinking about, from what I'm hearing you say, then the annual travel insurance might be something for them if they are traveling frequently.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You know, as I'm looking at the time left in the interview right now, one of the things we also get from time to time is, and I'm sure you hear this as well being in the business, how long should it be before I buy my travel insurance policy? And for us, we recommend buying travel insurance at least 2 weeks prior to your travels, because it just makes it easier to have everything in place and this and that whenever that's possible. What's your recommendation?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, you should buy travel insurance when the thought comes to you. you know, and as you're doing your trip planning, and this is, Robert, Mary, this is key here, and this is one thing that we emphasize too. As you're doing your trip planning, please take travel insurance into consideration. It's of, you know, it's of great value, and there will, you know, there will come a time perhaps when you will be thankful that you included travel insurance in your trip planning. So I would say, you know, you should contemplate travel insurance at the time of trip planning, and you should purchase travel insurance when, you know, when the when the moment strikes you, and by the same token, you know, if you want to use a 2 week rule of thumb, Robert, I would clearly support that.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. And as we say all the time when we're promoting Travel Guard on the show, you just never know. So, Robert, this was a good conversation. You're always welcome here, as you know, with us. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Robert and Mary.
Thanks, Robert.
You
Take
too.
Care.
All right, Robert Gallagher, there he goes. Always enjoy catching up with Robert. And TravelGuard.com, check it out for more information, certainly. Good conversation, Mary.
Always, and very good information.
It
the importance
is.
Of travel insurance.
We'll do more of that coming up. Right now, folks, it's time for us to take a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.